Crystal White Mini Burgers.
Crystal White Mini Burger. Boy, I wonder if
it's a restaurant in Anchorage, Alaska.
It's the Alaska version of White Castle. It's got to be the Alaska version of White Castle.
Yeah, we're going to call them up and see what they think about this Verzhenevsky guy. What's his name again?
I knew how to say it till you opened your mouth. Zhirinovsky. Vladimir Zhirinovsky.
Yeah.
So we're going to see what they think up there at the Crystal White Burger. Because if it is like a White Castle, they can just, like, you know, load those things up in their howitzers and just and chunk those over there at the Russians as they come across.
This should be interesting.
But, I mean, you got to think about it. Look at it this way, Chris. Say you're the typical peasant.
The typical Alaskan peasant?
Say you're from St. Petersburg. And you're the typical Russian peasant who's in the army. And they send you to Alaska. Would you even want to go fight?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What else is there to do up there?
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. The number you have reached.
Even Alaskan operators sound nice.
At this time, please consult your directory.
Call Denny's. They got a Denny's in Anchorage.
This is a recording.
No kidding.
Okay, we're going to call Denny's now. Since Crystal White Mini Burger.
Denny's does not have half the feel.
The Crystal White Mini Burger.
You wonder if Denny's like keeps out Eskimos because down here in the lower 48 they always keep out black guys.
Did they really?
I don't know. They were accused of doing that. But then they went out of their way to open their doors to black guys and hired a bunch of black managers and stuff. So I don't know what the deal is with Denny's nowadays. But I mean, if you're just your average vodka swilling peasant from Murmansk, would you want to go to Alaska and fight all those finely tuned, honed American fighting machines known as the U.S. soldier?
Why not, eh?
Because, I mean, you think, well, I can hang out, make my $6 a month, get all the vodka I can drink, and get all the antifreeze I can drink, and hang out. Get free shoe polish. Life is good. Life is grand. Free cigarettes, free vodka, $6 a month. What else do the Russian soldiers need?
Life's been good so far.
They don't need to go try to attack. What am I doing, man? You hit me in the arm? Who am I talking to?
Well, we're calling Denny's.
We're having trouble with the lines. There, it's ringing now. I hear it.
We got to talk to some customers, not just waitresses.
No,
we
can't talk to the customers.
There's got to be somebody sitting at the front bar at the Denny's.
Probably somebody on vitamin A. Do you think Denny's are 24 hours up there? There's only 500,000 people in the whole country. State spread out over all that.
But with the time difference, it ain't that late yet.
No, it's only, what, midnight? Oh, it says it's only midnight out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, is this Denny's?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, this is Rob from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show in the Blue Chip City, the Queen City of the West, known as Cincinnati, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
We're calling long distance.
And that is long distance, LD. And the reason why we're calling is we want to get a gut perspective.
From the proletariat.
What do the Alaskan people think of Vladimir Zhirinovsky's claim that the Russians should get Alaska back?
Okay, just a minute.
She has to go to the side?
What she went to the side? Oh, there's some guys calling.
May I help you, please?
Who am I speaking to?
AJ Jones.
Hi, AJ. This is Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show down here in sunny, romantic Cincinnati. You can call it the Blue Chip City. You can call it the Queen City. Call us anything you want. Just don't call us late for dinner.
You got it.
But anyway, we're trying to get a street-level, person-on-the-street perspective on what does a typical Alaskan feel about this Vladimir Zhirinovsky guy standing up and saying, hey, Alaska used to be Russia's, it should be Russia's again. What's your take on that, AJ?
Hey, we're Americans. We bought it. We've had it for a long time.
Do you have the sales slip?
You got it. We got it a long time ago.
Do you know when we got it? 1867, I believe, for $7.2 million.
Exactly.
I heard every Alaskan school child knows how much we paid for Alaska.
Just about. Mm-hmm. That's one of the major things when they're in fourth grade.
Was that on your test to become a Denny's manager?
No, it wasn't.
Ask him if he knows what the state bird is.
Do you know what the state bird is?
You got it.
What is it?
It's the Alaska mosquito.
Yeah.
It's the willow ptarmigan.
The ptarmigan. Those
no,
white...
but the yeah, but our other state bird is the Alaska mosquito. Have you ever heard of ours up here?
No, we haven't.
Are they big?
I figured they would get so cold up there you'd freeze all the mosquitoes.
Yeah, but in the south, well, you know, this last summer we had a record warm summer. At one time, you know, we got up close to 100 degrees up here.
Where are you at? What city is this?
We're in Anchorage.
Oh, you're down low then, aren't you?
Yeah.
I bet they don't get as big as they do in Louisiana.
I don't know about that, but they get pretty, but everything up here is big.
Do you know what the state motto of Alaska is?
As in, which motto do you want?
North to the future.
Exactly.
Why, what motto did you have in mind?
Well, we got so many different ones. Each governor usually puts out a new one, so it's hard to tell.
What's Governor Hinckley put out?
Hickle. Well, actually, he went with the old one.
Okay, north to...
Hickle.
You know what our motto down here in Ohio is?
What?
Hauling ass, kicking ass. Hauling brass, kicking ass.
Hauling ass, catching bass.
Hauling ass, catching bass.
All right, there you go. Hey, but you never fished until you fished up here, baby. You gotta come up for a king sometime.
A what? An Alaskan king crab?
King salmon.
Oh. Sounds delicious.
Do you think maybe that's why this Zirinovsky guy wants Alaska back, so he can get the king crab and the king salmon and the mosquitoes?
Oh, you got that right, and plus the resources itself.
Like what? Snow?
Oh, snow, oil.
Moose?
The fisheries, you name it.
Plutonium?
Yes.
Uranium?
Mm-hmm.
Tin?
Yes, and you know, the other thing is, remember, I don't know how old you are or anything, but
48.
Okay.
Okay.
And do you remember when, one time Timothy Leary came up here?
Yeah.
Remember old Timothy Leary?
Yeah, I remember him.
Okay, well, he came up here one time. Matter of fact, I was just getting out of high school. And I went to the seminar, you know, when I started over at the university. He was doing this thing because he wanted Alaska to succeed.
Hold on, I have a question for you. If you went to a university, why are you a manager of Denny's?
Is that supposed to be a slam or what?
No, it's just, no.
Denny's slam, get it? The big slam,
the grand slam.
Hey, you know, I'm hoping that Alaska will succeed as well as every other individual in this country we call the United States of America.
No, because as a matter of fact, because my whole family has been in food service. My uncle back east owns about 6 or 7 restaurants.
Okay. Okay, so what did Timothy Leary want? He wanted Alaska to become its own country?
Yeah.
Why?
Hey, can I tell you something about that Timothy Leary guy?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know this for a fact, but I think he might have done a lot of drugs.
I think so, too. Now, what do you guys think about this thing about, you guys don't want us to go back to Russia, do you?
I tell you what, if the Russians come across, the cat...
We want you to fight, baby. We want you to fight tooth and nail. Yeah.
The guys over at the Crazy Horse 2 will take care of any Russians that come across.
You got it.
Have you ever been to the Crazy Horse topless and bottomless dancing?
Oh, yeah, you got it.
You go there all the time?
Not all the time.
What about the Great Alaskan Bush Company?
I've been there a couple of times.
Which one has the prettier girls?
Usually, it depends the time of year, but usually on bachelor parties,
yep.
If one of my friends is getting married, we go to the Bush Company.
Really?
You got any regular customers there in Denny's that would like to talk to us?
Yeah, we've got a regular.
Hey, AJ, what is wrong with a customer? Have you ever seen an Eskimo naked then?
Unfortunately, yes.
You have? Like at the Crazy Horse? Have you seen like some voluptuous naked Alaskan?
We're talking like, you know...
Hey, did you see that spread in Playboy about 3 years ago, the women of Alaska?
Yeah.
That was pretty hot. Do you know any of those women?
Yes, I do.
You know those women?
I do know some of them.
Wow. That one was fishing naked in a stream.
I know.
That was great.
I bet she was cold. I bet she had a THO.
They all were. They all had THOs. One was in a tent, and that was like the last one I've seen until like 3 years, and then I seen this one last month.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like... You guys have to come up here sometime.
Okay, let's talk to that customer of yours.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, what's AJ stand for?
Is Ohio State going to win?
Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
Uh-huh.
Who are we playing?
Michigan.
No. Michigan already beat us. We're playing...
Tell me something about your guys' thing on this Bull Coalition.
Okay, who's Ohio State playing?
They're playing BYU.
Oh, we'll stomp them in the Holiday Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll kill them. The guys in the WAC suck.
Are you guys for the Bull Coalition?
I tell you what, leave it the way it is. Number one plays number two, that's fine. Nebraska plays West Virginia. It's fine, even though the best team in the country is obviously the team that plays in the toughest conference, which is obviously the Southeastern Conference, and the only team to go through that undefeated is obviously Auburn, which makes them the number one team in the country. But because they're crooked, they cheat like all Southern schools do, they're not eligible. It's that simple. Yeah. Point blank from the shoulder, we shoot straight from the hip down here in the lower 48.
All right.
When's Alaska getting a football team?
I'm working on it, buddy.
Work on it. What's AJ stand for?
Alfonso Giuseppe.
I'd go with AJ, too.
All right, put that customer on.
What? You guys, hold on. Here he is.
Find out how the food and the service is and if he's going to give a good tip. We want to know what they tip up there in Alaska.
Hello?
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
George.
Hi, George. This is AJ. This AJ changing his voice?
No, this is George. AJ's over there with something.
Hey, George, could you speak up a little bit?
AJ put me on the phone to tell you that I'm from Australia for some big reason.
Hey, okay, you're from Australia to some degree. Okay, hey, how's the food and service there at Denny's?
How do you want me to tell you? Out of 10 or...?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the food?
I'll say this really softly. 6.
6? And how's the service?
Service is a good 8, 9.
An 8 or 9, that's pretty good.
Have you ever seen a kangaroo?
Have you ever seen a what?
A kangaroo?
Yes, I've seen quite a few actually.
A koala bear.
Have you ever seen a koala bear?
Yes, I have.
You ever seen a Tasmanian devil?
In captivity, yes.
That's cool. Have you ever seen a naked Eskimo stripper?
7 times.
Really, where at? The Crazy Horse, the Crazy Horse 2, or the Alaskan Bush Company?
At PJ's.
Where?
PJ's.
PJ's?
Dunkin' not far from Mountain from the underground bar, just across the road kind of thing.
You know, actually, Alaska sounds like a pretty good place to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Alaska.
Would it take a long time to get acclimated to the temperature, or is it really not that different?
There's a big difference.
It's a big difference?
Yeah, when I first got here, I was wearing a sweater and coat in 80 degree heat. It was like a cold winter for me.
Wow.
I'm serious. But now I've adapted quite well.
Well, since you're Australian, we'll get a different perspective on this whole matter. Recently, there was a guy, got a little notoriety over there in Russia, perhaps you've heard of that country. His name is Vladimir Zhirinovsky. And he thinks for some weird, wacky, who knows, vodka-induced reason that Russia should reclaim Alaska. And in Finland, in Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, he wants to move the borders of Poland again, the whole nine yards. Do you think America should go to war over Alaska, and do you think the Allies would follow us, most notably Australia?
I think America should hold on to Alaska, no matter what it takes.
Okay, and what, by any means necessary?
Yes.
What crime was your ancestors convicted of to get sent to Australia?
He was convicted of stealing the 5-pound sheep.
Well, as long as you know, everybody should have a heritage.
And he was sentenced to death, and then they changed the sentence to life in Australia.
Same thing, huh?
Yeah.
Well, all right, thanks a lot, Roger.
Anything else you want?
A Grand Slam breakfast.
Hey, order a couple of eggs, sunny side up, and then stick them on your eyes and walk around the restaurant like, oh, look at me, look at me.
I do that every night, almost.
All right. Hey,
come down and watch the show.
Hey, go over to the Great Alaskan Bush Company and go look at some naked Eskimos now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you, mate.
Later.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk.
Actually, though, Chris.
Good times never stop.
I tell you what, Alaska sounds like a pretty cool place.
Let's go.
I mean, they say it's not
except
that.
It's a little chilly.
Not really, though. I mean, they said, you know, in Juneau, it doesn't get that cold. It's like in this, because, you know, you got that, it's not the Gulf Stream because it's in the Pacific Ocean. What's the Gulf Stream of the Pacific Ocean called?
You got that warm air front, huh?
You got, like, water, and water whipping around the coast.
You got water going.
Yeah, that's it. That's water crashing along the waves on the shore. And it keeps it kind of warm. And not real warm, but it's not real warm. It's 12, it's 11 degrees. Chris, it's 11 degrees, and you're saying I don't want to go to Alaska because it's cold. Okay, they probably don't have... Dude.
Dude.
The three of us, Chris, Rob, and Jim, head to Alaska, open a Skyline franchise. We live like kings. We'll have topless Eskimos, serve everybody.
We can play with the grizzly bears.
We wouldn't even have to show up. Chili in Alaska? That would be the greatest.
749-1444. Chris and Rob, late night talk show.
I'm serious. Let's open a franchise in Alaska. A White Castle or a Skyline franchise in Alaska. We would rake. And I'm serious about those topless Eskimo waitresses, too.
You're bringing a whole new meaning to the word Eskimo pie?
No, that's where it ends.
No, I'm gonna hit time. It said 3:20. Hey, Chris. Chris.
What?
Tell him your Eskimo pie joke.
No.
That was cute. You know, I'll write that down because that was the funniest thing you've ever said.
No, it's not.
It was too. What have you ever said funnier? Besides that thing about Tony Perez having postal syndrome. Oh, you just now turned on my microphone?
No, your mic's on.
Oh, okay. I mean, but was it on for all that other stuff?
Mm-hmm.
We're calling the truck of Bozo.
It's 4:37 if you're trying.
No. What are you looking at again?
4:37 here, you're listening to...
What about 4:34? The 6 means 30. 1, 2, 3, 4!
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, the last 25 minutes to go. Make that 23.
26!
Chris can't tell time.
You moron.
It's late. The phone number here is 749-1444.
Okay, how big is Anchorage? How many people live in Anchorage?
You mean look it up?
I mean, yeah, look up Anchorage, because I got a feeling, man. Listen to this, cats. You guys think I'm joking. I'm dead serious.
Well, the whole state's got 550.
Well, okay, Anchorage is cold. 50,000. Anchorage is colder than a, well, miner's butt in a Klondike or whatever. What's that one down in Juneau? Is that where we call Juneau, where it was just rainy all the time?
Yeah, Juneau.
Okay, what's this other one? Get it like over here, like Prince, you know. Okay, Anchorage ain't bad. Fairbanks, we want to avoid Fairbanks. Anchorage wouldn't be bad. We could go up there. Screw the North Pole. We could probably go up to Alaska, the last frontier. A combination. Skyline, White Castle... Talk Shows Incorporated.
French fries, fried in seal blubber.
French fries and seal blubber.
You're trying too hard now.
No, I'm not.
You could say this is the best place to munch for lunch?
You could say that. We could say that. And also, you know, don't worry about getting any thinner. Come here and eat dinner. You know, stuff like that. Dude, we would be there. You know, people would think we're great because we're like those goofballs from down on the lower 48. And, man, it would just...
I think, except for the Eskimos, everybody there is from the lower 48, aren't they?
Yeah, but we would be like first-generation lower 48ers. It seemed to me like everybody was friendly. Everybody was open. You could have your own little garden in the back and grow your special herbs and spices.
Special herbs?
And we could hang out at the daggone Crazy Horse and the Great Alaskan Bush Company and Evans Place and the Gaslight Lounge and Hot Rods and the Pastime Lounge.
You think?
We could hang out at all those places. It'd probably rule, because you got to figure those guys are kind of nerdy through up there in Alaska. See, but the key is, you go up there, you rule, you become the BMOA, BMIA, Big Man in Alaska. You run around there like you own the place.
What you do?
For just a couple, 3 years. And then before you become a total, you know, Great White North geek, you come back down to the lower 48. You come back down to the Queen City, and you recharge your cool juices. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You come back down, you take in a Reds game, you know, you watch the Bengals get squished by the Oilers or something, and And then you go back up there, and you're ready to take over again. That would be the way to work it, I think. The money would be great, you know. Because we'd be, you know, so Rico Suave, you know, we'd have Alaskan women all over us. One on each arm. Because you know what the ratio to women to men is in Alaska?
Right.
5-1. 5 women for every guy. Can you imagine that?
It'd be pretty good. Who's up?
I hope I like my 5. Who is? Frank.
Hello, Frank, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
What up?
Hey, man, what's so great about Cincinnati anyway, man? So conservative down here, it sounds like it'd be better. You'd be better off up in Alaska.
Well, the thing about Alaska is there's nobody around, so you could do whatever you want and not get caught.
That's true.
Well, okay, you don't have to come back to Cincinnati. Just, like, go back to Seattle, you know, or somewhere really up north so you don't have to come all the way across country to reach our... But I think if you stay up there in Alaska for any period of time, you'd kind of go, like, stir crazy, like, what's that? Escape from Alcatraz, Steve McQueen, Dustin Hoffman, kind of loony. You remember at the end when Steve McQueen went to visit Dustin Hoffman, and Dustin Hoffman had those really thick glasses on, and then his teeth were really rotten? Do you remember that part, Chris?
You remember some
Papillon,
stuff.
Not Escape from Alcatraz, and Papillon. You remember Papillon?
Is it Papillon or Papillon?
Papillon! Papillon! And then you want to float around on a big giant bag of coconuts, but you're crazy because... You're using a hoe upside down or whatever the heck it was Dustin Hoffman was doing.
As far as that poor woman you're giving so much hell to for wanting to head off to Alaska and not fight, I don't think women should be able to fight anyway.
Charlie?
You mean be able to or should have to?
Shouldn't be able to.
If you met Charlie, you would change your mind. I tell you what, Jimmy. What's
even
his name?
If,
Frank. She's vicious.
If Charlie called your talk show, you'd change your mind.
You don't want to mess with Charlie.
I spent 4 years in the Navy, and I don't think that I could hack seeing chicks getting blown up around me to my left and right and still be able to perform my duties.
Not chicks, you mean young ladies.
Why would it bug you if a chick got blown up if a dude got blown up? What's the difference?
Dudes are supposed to get blown up. Men have been going to war for centuries. Men are the ones that start the wars, you know.
Since prehistoric times, huh?
Yeah, but then you can look at it this way. Just because Zhirinovsky's an idiot and he wants to start a fight, why should all the Russian men be the only ones to get blown up? Because he's an idiot. They're not responsible for his actions. They shouldn't be.
Yeah, but they are in service.
They didn't enlist. They get drafted.
What?
I'm sure they didn't. I'm sure not too many guys in the Russian army have enlisted. I'm sure they were conscripted.
For 2 years, I think it is. And then after that... I think everybody's required to serve for 2 years, and then after that, I think they're on their own. I'm not positive about that, though.
So you're calling as a veteran?
You might say that.
You sailed the high seas in the U.S. Navy, scraping barnacles for 4 years?
No, I was an operations specialist.
You worked in the boiler room?
No, I worked in CIC.
Which is?
Combat Information Center, radar, backup navigation, etc.
You ever been to Alaska?
No, I've been to Hong Kong, Singapore, Thailand, the Philippines.
You ever played that game where you see the submarines going across and you're looking through the, what do you call that thing?
Periscope.
The periscope, and you got to press the button and you fire missiles at them. Or what do you call those things? Underwater missiles. Torpedoes. And you got to lead them just right.
Man, I was up on top. I was target, as the bubbleheads call us.
No, this was like a video game or something. You know, back when I was in the service, you Navy guys could have beards, and we all thought you guys were losers because of that.
Yeah, well, we don't have much use for you rifle-dragging grunts either.
They changed that quickly. At least we don't get drunk in a gun turret and blow ourselves up.
That wasn't very nice, Rob. What'd you do that for?
The Army don't screw around with a bunch of squids.
Man, you'd think that was some elder graduate on the phone.
Probably. You know this guy? Did you know? It's probably him. Frank. Wait. Just Frank.
Hello, Charlie. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Frank is a big twit.
Darn right.
Rob must have thought, so he hung the phone up on him.
Good. Thank you.
The reason why I hung up on him was because he insulted you, not because he was in the Navy.
He's a dork.
He is a dork.
He's a pig.
Well, you said that. Do you think you could take him, Charlie?
Yeah.
Indian leg wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
You think you could flip him over?
For sure.
What if he was a Russian?